This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We did get a little bit of Browns news about 20 minutes ago. Juan Thornhill, goodbye. He has gone, which means they're going to be paying him, like, in terms of the dead cap, $9 million in a couple of years.
Yeah. They're going to save a little this year. They saved like $3.5 million, somewhere around there. But, again, just another example of having to, you know, kick dead cap into the future. And so next year they're going to have to kick a little there. And they only have one more post-June 1 slot available to them this offseason to try and, again, kick cap down the road. It's going to be interesting to see how they use it and who they use it on.
Yeah, it says they'll carry his $5.6 million cap hit into June and take on dead cap hits of $3.18 million in 2025 and 2026, $9.26 million. Boy, the Browns are like the biggest beneficiaries ever of every year. The TV contract getting a huge increase.
Here's the problem I think that they're going to run into. At some point, you'd have to think the NFL is going to oversaturate itself. In other words, there's only so many Black Friday games and Christmas games on Netflix. And right? I mean, for driving revenue to keep this cap on this steady incline that we've seen, I don't know what else the NFL can do to create that revenue, Anthony, because if they can't keep creating it, the cap is going to level off and then the bill's going to come due. And it's, I don't know, maybe the debut of the Brook Park Dome is not going to go as well as we're all thinking it's going to go in 2029. Because they'll be stuck in, salary cap, you know what?
It's just how many guys can they afford to really do this and then have any edge in free agency when they really need to pluck guys? It might not matter if they're in a total rebuild the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, like, cash is never the problem. We've talked about this. You can say what you want about the Haslam Sports Group as owners of the Browns and the results on the field and the job that the people that they have hired to produce positive results on the field have done, but the one thing you cannot criticize them for is their willingness to spend to win. Winning has no cost to them. Whatever it costs, they're willing to pay it. They just got to find a way to do it. You know what I mean? Again, $300 million they spent last year for a team that won three games. And that doesn't include the facility upgrade bill that they covered and paid for. They're giving the players... And I think this is the other reason why I'm so hard on the organization and the players. They have everything at their disposal. There's no excuses for them not to be successful. They have every tool imaginable. You've got a chief strategy officer who comes up with all the probabilities and everything else, right? Gives Kevin Stefanski the information, which Kevin Stefanski absorbs and a lot of times employs. Just look at what he does on fourth down, right? Because the analytical data says you're better off in some situations, especially inside the 20, going for it on fourth down instead of kicking the short field goal. Even though me, I'm Mr. Take the Points guy, but I understand the philosophy. Just even if it doesn't agree with my own opinion, but like they have every tool, new weight room, these rooms where they can, you can put film on the wall, project it on the wall, and you can be in there like you're in the middle of the defense or the offense, and you can simulate and run through stuff. Like the tools that organizationally the Haslams give these guys, there's no excuse for them to be as god-awful to watch as they typically are. They're spending money to try and get this thing right. So, again, you can criticize ownership for a lot of things, but desire to win, willing to give the resources to win, those are two things you can't criticize. You can criticize the people.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People they hire, you can criticize the results on the field, but you can't criticize their desire to win and their willingness to provide the resources to make that happen. I have had people in that building tell me the Haslams don't say no. If you tell them it will help them win games, they do not say no. They just say, how much does the check have to be written out for?
All right, Daryl, we had a poll question up on the show page.
Yep.
On whether or not there is a way that a title this year for the Cavaliers could eclipse what happened in 2016. Right now, overwhelmingly, no, 60%.
Really?
But we did have some people saying, hey, you beat LeBron this year. The Lakers are playing better. They just snapped a big win streak by the Nuggets. Looked convincing. Luka was incredible. And the Lakers now have the sixth best championship odds.
Yeah, I think that's easy to say in February. I guarantee you in June, if that were to come to light and it actually is a win over the Lakers, we will be flooded with phone calls of people saying
this is the best.
This is the best. I mean, remember, this is way better than 2016.
Yeah. There will be 2.6 million people at that parade.
Even bigger parade.
Pack them all in. Will Machine Gun Kelly do backflips off of the stoplights?
How many F-bombs will Donovan Mitchell drop at the the parade rally?
Oh, man. I mean, it changes everything. And we have had a number of people tell us the last 4 years that any snapshot moment in time for the Cavs has been better than 2016. And I'm like, guys, Colin Sexton, Lowry Marketing, this is not better than 2016. No, I'm having more fun. They're trying so hard. There's no drama. Like, okay, sound ridiculous.
Those four years of LeBron were a lot of work, but they were fun. The NBA Finals are always fun.
They
man.
Were amazing. We were the epicenter of the sports summers. Every time, John and Willoughby, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
What would be better, John?
You know, this is an unpopular opinion, and basketball purists will disagree with me, but it's going to be really hard to top that 2016 LeBron-era championship. LeBron, being from Northeast Ohio, getting him out of high school, not making it work for him, he goes off to expand his professional career, comes back, the big return, and then brings home the championship. It was bigger than basketball. It was bigger than normal life. A Wednesday night in downtown Cleveland, you couldn't get a reservation because everyone was flying in to watch the LeBron show. So,
and that's still not happening. They're getting big crowds, but that's not happening right now.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have the Steelers guys driving up for a game on a weeknight, and so
that's okay. We don't want Steelers guys in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. The league also, like, a good point is, the league's in a different place, and it's kind of losing popularity. You know, we were in the prime of Steph and the Warriors and a bunch of other superstars who are now out of the league in 2016, 17. So it's changed too, but it's just going to be hard. It's going to be really hard for anything to top that. Also, sad about the Juan Thornhill moving on from him and taking a loss. You know, sometimes I wish that the Dolans and the Haslams could just switch teams because, you know, as a league with a salary cap in the NFL, sometimes you got to be willing to say no to effectively manage the team. And then the Haslams, obviously, like you guys just talked about, are yes people.
Boy, John, you must have been, thank you. You must have heard FML earlier today. I've been told I have to learn to say no to my toddler.
You're Mr. Pacifier as a father right now. Just anything to get your kid to do what you want him to do.
Maybe don't give the Haslams Amazon Prime on their getting players.
At some point, yeah, you got to put the stop sign up.